Good evening, and welcome to the Kerry O'Connor Show, the talk show with internationally known master visionary, profound psychic, and modern-day oracle, Kerry O'Connor. I am co-host Dave Turco. Our show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. We're here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration. This is what we love to do, and we welcome you all to join us. This is a call-in show, and the beauty of having a reading with Kerry is you can ask any questions you want, but we do encourage you to be specific. We've got a couple of toll-free numbers for you. In the U.S. and Canada, it's 1-888-228-4494, and worldwide, you can call toll-free at 1-877-489-6350. If that doesn't work, you've got direct lines you can call, and that's 530-776-5154, 530-776-5185, and lastly, 530-876-9916. That's for everybody worldwide. Hi, Kerry. Good evening.
Hi, David. How are you?
Good. Good thing I like numbers. We got lots of numbers here on this station. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well. I'm getting ready to go down to Pennsylvania.
Fabulous. That's for the big expo, Mind, Body, Spirit Expo, this weekend, 24th through the 26th, down in Philadelphia at the Valley Forge Convention Center. You were there last year. You had a booth. You've got a booth again here this year. Mm-hmm. Even better, you're going to be speaking tomorrow. No, not tomorrow night. Friday night, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Friday night.
Friday night, yeah. You're going to be there live speaking. And for folks who don't know already, and I know from the shows that we do, folks are going to, you'll be getting to meet some of our listeners live. That's going to be great for people to come up in person and meet you. You can also have a reading with Kerry. You can just sign up, whether it's at the convention center, but contact Kerry's office, 860-887-1201, or you can email at union1111@yahoo.com. And so this is exciting. That's a big, big deal. And you're going to be giving a Lightstream live event. Is that what's going to be your presentation?
It's under the presents Intuition, Your Health, Wealth, and Wisdom. And it's going to be addressing intuition, your affecting your health, wealth, and wisdom. The title was a working title, but we had to hand it in 6 months ago, so it's going to be more of a Lightstream live, yeah. So I'll be doing readings, I'll be explaining intuition, but I will be absolutely doing readings.
Excellent. And
private
that's going to be...
with a group.
Pardon me?
Private and with a group, yeah.
Yeah, private and with a group, exactly, yeah.
Yep.
And that's just going to be great. When people get to see you live, it's really something, because I always encourage that, but I know we do a lot through the distance and here through the phone. Speaking of those sorts of things, that you're November 7th, you're going to have a Lightstream Live event in New London, Connecticut. That's at the Bliss Works Yoga and Healing Arts Center in New London. That's from 7 to 9 p.m. It's going to be on a Friday.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be the similar sort of thing. This is what Kerry does in some of her workshops. It's a Lightstream Live event. It's a gallery-style reading. And Kerry intuitively reads the audience members. And there's always a teaching. And what you're going to find out when you get a reading here, even over the phone, Kerry is doing a healing on you. She's working with your energy body all the while she's giving the reading. It's quite fascinating to see Kerry. I know here for the show, we like you, so there's no sound. You're just sitting at your desk, but you're very dynamic, and you move your hands, and you're working with people's energy field. So that's just a reminder to folks, you're getting this bonus. You're getting your energy body worked on, and people often feel it. That's quite exciting. So also, I'd like to get that feedback from folks, too. If you feel something when Kerry's working on you, please let us know. Also, I wanted to tell people about Kerry's website. It's kerryoconnor.com. That's where you go for all the information that we talk about, and you get to sign up for a free newsletter there, and you get on the emailing list. That's what we strongly encourage you to do, because then Kerry uses something called Constant Contacts, and that updates you automatically about up-and-coming events just by email alone, so you don't have to even go to the website, but we encourage you to go to the website. This is also neat. Not only does Kerry do live presentations, not only do we do a bunch of radio shows, but Carrie is a budding television star. May I say that?
Okay.
There's a show called Better Connecticut in Connecticut, and they have a website. It's wfsb.com/betterconnecticut. So you can get the sort of YouTube clips, the video clips there of Carrie. And you're going to be on October 30th at 10 a.m., right before Halloween, the eve of Halloween, we could call it. And you're going to be doing mediumship readings there on the audience and the show co-hosts. So that's going to be great. Like I said, there's going to be clips of that on the website. So if you're not in Connecticut, you will be able to see what Carrie does, and that's going to be a lot of fun. And we also have a teleclass coming up November 16th, and it's going to be called What the Bleep Happened to the Secret? Carrie's going to be expanding on the wisdom from The Secret, which is the book or the movie that's so famous in the metaphysical world. And it's about how you can manifest your highest potential now. The cost is $33, and again, you're going to have to register with Carrie's office to be part of that. And lastly, I want to talk about starting on Tuesday, November 11th, Carrie's going to be giving a series of monthly free one-hour teleclasses, picking on the topics that you want. So we encourage you to send in your ideas to Carrie's office. What do you want Carrie to give you a free teleclass on? Okay, Carrie, I think I covered just about everything. There are lots of neat things going on. And before we've got calls on the line, and I'm respectfully asking you to wait just a few more minutes because, Carrie, a couple of things. I'd like you to open up space and then maybe briefly talk about today's topic.
All righty.
Which is going to be everything in perfect timing. I'll get into that after you open up space.
Okay. So I want everyone to put their hand in the heart and take a deep breath in and blow it out. Another deep breath in. And really blow it out and blow away everything that's heavy and staticky around your body and blow it out, feel it, blow it out from the bottom of your toes out of your body. Another deep breath in. Taking in the oxygen and then blowing it out. And realizing when you're blowing it out, you're shifting and breaking up the energy balls of congestion. And also we're opening up space by calling in our angels, guides, masters, the ascended masters, the Jesus, Buddha, Kuan Yin, the Virgin Mary, Mary Magdalene, all the teachers, helpers, healers, and guides to surround each and every single one of us, bringing the light, wisdom, bridging, and continuing to work with our energy throughout the evening and throughout the day. So it shall be, so it shall be, and so it shall be. Okay.
There it is. Excellent. Thank you very much. I love that, and the reason we are doing this is because, one, it's important to bring in our helpers, healers, guides, open up the space, getting us attuned to giving us the best possible readings for everybody and whatever we talk about tonight. And we strongly encourage you to do this in your daily life, opening up space in your daily life at the beginning of your day, whenever you go to work, whenever you've got time to do it. It's quite important. Hey, Carrie, like I said before, we've got callers out there. We're very grateful for them. But I would like to talk just a few minutes about the topic we've chosen, which is everything in its perfect timing, whether it's certain events, people coming into your life. Circumstances really occur in perfect timing, basically so that we can learn and grow as masters.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, yeah. A lot of time what we were talking about on the other stations that we're on is that talking about everywhere to everybody, that how to co-create as a master, as when we're taking more and more responsibility, and when we're, as far as the timing piece, when something feels so right and it feels like all the doors are opening from the heavens and you're getting synchronistic patterns, and then all of a sudden it feels like the form stops. And so how to deal with that growing tension or that birthing process, and how and what exactly does that mean? It's when we realize that there is it's part of the secret brought us the law of attraction, and also one of the other laws that a lot of people don't remember is the law of allowing. And allowing is stepping back, keeping your energy expanded. Think of your arms wide open. And that means you're allowing for spirit to work through. Sometimes the timing is where you could be working for a job or a relationship, and the timing could be that the person, another job's coming in that's even better than you could ever imagine. So there's always can be there can be a timing factor that's out of what I see as energetically your hands. And so, but the one thing for our job is to stay aligned and to not close our arms down energetically. So think of your shoulders and arms wide open, and then all of a sudden you felt like the job was going to come through, or the relationship was going to come through, and it looked like it was really going to, all the doors were open, and all of a sudden it didn't happen right then. And so go back to assuming benevolence, meaning that there's some sort of higher energy going on. It could be in a relationship that the person was called away and that they had to go deal and out of the country, and they had to go deal with wills and stuff that were, they were taken away from. So a lot of people can go down, and that's, so part of that energy is when we start closing down the energy field, that's a subconscious pattern of not really believing and trusting the order of the universe. And so think of, all you have to do is go out on a starry night and look at the stars of the universe, or even look at nature. And nature does not fight against nature. Nature just goes along with the time. There's a time, there's a season, there's a reason. And as we're deliberately co-creating, there's a part where trusting, allowing, and surrendering that when things, I know a lot of people, I've actually, with the last couple of weeks, I've worked with a lot of people that were working particularly with business stuff, and they had business ideas, and they were flowing with them, and they were having, it seemed like the universe was saying, yes, 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 and then all of a sudden it seemed like a stopping process, or that the flow wasn't as flowing as much as they wanted it to be. And when I looked into three of these individual fields, there was the word that I got hugely was germination process. And so there is a time when we are deliberately co-creating, when we're putting our energy into it, where that seed is taking place, that it's going down literally our energy field, going out and down through the root chakra, down into the ground, and that germination process is really an important time. It's like being able to hold that tension, so holding that like elastic band that we use for core inner strength for our lower back. Think of that elastic bands, or those bands that we use, as that also comes in with the timing thing, to not get snappy like an elastic band that loses its elasticity, and so then we start closing down our energy field, then our mental brain gets involved, and then we start getting into the coulda, shoulda, woulda. All of that starts adding fog into your front fibers. It starts really throwing you off your center, out of the now period, and understanding that surrendering over to that there is always a higher design in order. And so when things could be as far as the timing can seem off, that that there's nothing off in the universe, because we all come from, we're all aspects of God, and we're all aspects of Creator. Being aspects of Creator, that means we're all whole, and that we're all fine, and that we are all, everything is in divine order, because the God piece doesn't mess up time. So the things that can mess, kind of interfere with us is our own head, is our own egos getting in the way, which then can create energetic fog, which then what directions we're giving out to the universe is that we're asking for chaos and for more fogginess, or for some a shaky foundation, because that's the directions that we're giving out. So as far as timing with things, it's like really thinking of, I love Bashar's saying of the current circumstances don't matter, only my current state of being matters, meaning the more we stay in our joy, the more we stay in the now, the more we stay in the present, we are absolutely flooding our front fibers. Our front fibers are where we put our hopes, dreams, desires, and also where we put our worst nightmares, too. And so the more we stay in that place of joy, in that place, if we want to be an actress, you flood that front fibers with it. Being an actress as you're walking down the grocery store, as you're going into the car, as you're having your morning breakfast, if you want the relationship to come in, you're already in partnership with every single person on the face of this earth is a soulmate of yours. So act like a soulmate. Be connected. And then the partnership comes in. So it's like be, do, have here. And so the more you do it, that's you're directing your energy in a very now state, and that fills your heart. And if it doesn't, then we're working with some that you're affirming the wounded child, affirming that you're not complete, because you're looking on the outside to fill you up, be it job, relationship, career. And so think of the more we are able to, again, stay in that now part, that energy is so healing. It allows us to stay in that expanded state and also, again, be able to tune into the timing factors because that's where we are the directors of our own energy field. And deliberate co-creation is about that germination factor. Does not mean sitting still and not doing anything about it. It's still putting energy into it, but it's really trying to let go of the control of how it's going to look and how it's going to come in, because when we start doing that, it really just, it's a kind of underlying thing of not trusting the universal forces.
Yes, yes, absolutely. That's really great. It's really ancient wisdom. And because you had mentioned when you were saying, like, there's a season for everything. It's in the Bible, this sort of wisdom. And it was also in Taoism. I had taken that in college. And when you were talking about that, the way you were speaking, it just reminded me of a famous saying that they have, which is wei wei. And that's the way they expect you to be. And that means being like a river rock and a lot... Being, like you say, it's kind of like being at one with the river. Don't fight against the river.
Right.
So that, you know, you're not like a rock being tossed around. The water is gently rolling over you, and you're in flow with it, in other words.
Right.
And it's that sort of thing. It doesn't mean not be proactive, but it's that same sort of ancient wisdom, and couldn't agree with you more. It's a wonderful thing. Hey, Carrie, are you ready to go to the phone lines? Great.
I am.
And up first is Nancy from Idaho. Hi, Nancy. Welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, David. Hi, Carrie. Thank you for taking my call. I had to laugh because I had written down my question before I called, and it was about trust, surrender, and timing. So,
ta-da!
Anyway... I'm going through massive changes, including some financial challenges like many others, and I've been doing better lately, though, despite the conditions appearing to be worse than they were before. And I'm just feeling strongly to just trust and surrender despite the fact that I feel I have a large amount of wisdom to share with people, but that time isn't right now to do anything more than I'm doing. And the largest challenge is that I'm so empathic, and I appear to be burying my head or being a Pollyanna to others, particularly those that are really close to me. So I just wonder if I'm missing something and what my guidance wants me to know right now about all that.
Okay. What I'm hearing is that the best thing that you could be thinking is what do you mean by Pollyanna? That Carrie, take your rose-colored glasses off. Carrie, look at me. Is that what you're, as far as those that are close to you,
They don't really say that, but I just feel that that's what they're feeling, because I'm not being trusting.
Okay. All right. Well, part of what I see as far as with that part is that when we're making the major change, think of what I simply call going from elevator 3 to elevator 5, and where we all are. It's the third dimensional reality, and so the third dimension has to do with separation, has to do with loss, has to do with the wounded child, has to do with the veil that separates from our mastery, and we're going right up to the fifth, and so we are going up to the fifth elevator. Think of it as a three-story house where we can expand and be the angel having the human experience, be the aspect of Creator, and Creator lacks nothing. So when we really own that and know that, not just hope it, like, oh, I hope is true. When I see hope or think, it acts like helium balloons outside of somebody's energy field. And hoping and thinking is part of a process of co-creating. It's like having the thought first and being able to bring it down into the energy field and to put it into every single part of our body as far as our down to our bones. And so I'm seeing that you have that. You don't have the balloons, the helium balloons way up in the air. So that means to me that you are pulling down the energy and holding down that the creative tension of trusting, allowing, and surrendering. And also, think of the people that think they're being Pollyanna. There's a part that I was just talking about this with a client this morning, that even people that could be family members that are well-intending, they think they've given us good information of,
of just, you got to be realistic like this. You got to be, you got to see what's going on. There's a part of them that could be even subconsciously thinking that they're saying the things that are supporting you, but part of it is that it's tribal energy. And so most of the times when we are breaking tribal patterns, when we are stepping outside of the box, when we're stepping out of the time to make the donut posture, following our passion, following our joy, following our highest passion brings in more highest passion. And that also, remember that spirit and guidance knows that we have to pay mortgage and have food and have insurance and all the other stuff. It's not that we have to go on suffering. That's what we're getting rid of, is this suffering mentality, this suffering separation that we've been going through for thousands and thousands of years. So we are pivotally at a pivotal turning point, a huge bridging point. And so what's the process of that is having you radiate that with every single cell of your body down to the subatomic particle in your physical body. And that's where I'm seeing, Nancy, that you are doing that. You're holding it more and more in the physical body, especially since it's June, July, and August. And so as you do that and radiate out that truth, not just, I hope, radiate that truth out every single cell of your body, like somebody that takes garlic and radiates that out. That garlic radiates out their energy field. They can't just take a breath mint and have it go away. You can smell that garlic. So we want to think of that as our spirit, our life force radiating out of our physical bodies like that. And that's where, that's what I'm seeing, that it's entered really deeply down your physical body in the June, July area. And so think of the timing part is that a lot of people are walking around with like static right now. So think, I'm seeing you getting a break with this, especially when it comes to 209, because people are getting out of the static. And what I know for sure is that as far as what you want to do, as far as being a bridger, being the helper, teacher, healer, people are going to be seeking people like yourself out like crazy, because anybody that is staying down in that third dimension of that separation, they're going to be drawn magnetically to people like yourself. So you give them information, you help them bridge, you give them that teacher, helper, healer, guider information, and you help them step up to that fifth elevator. And so here you're doing the being the teacher, every bridger, every single aspect that you can be. So for time you can be. So that means, like I was talking before, flooding this, and every single time when you're flooding your front fibers, when you're walking down the grocery store, you're looking at every single person and like you're connecting them from heart to heart, saying bless you, or teaching teacher, or high five to heart, or say like a high, I do high five to heart, which means high heart to high heart. That's angel heart to angel heart, and I connect with them, no agenda, just saying hello, hello, high heart to high heart. So do that every single every time that you can, Nancy. Do it throughout the day. Do it throughout every chance that you can get. And what you're doing is you're flooding again your front fibers, where we put our hope streams, and into activating them more. And also it keeps your energy field open, and then it also allows those experiences, those people, those synchronistic events start coming in more and more and more, and especially over the next 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months. And again, over the next into the next 3 years, but it's not going to take 3 years for you to get busier and busier. That especially, I've seen again from June to June, from June of 2008, June of 2009, you look back in June of 2008, and it seems like it was a long year ago. It was like, wow, I can't believe how far I have come, in a very positive way. So think of that, this is a part of a series, because we are literally rebirthing ourselves. The finance piece is a lot of these globally, and think of very simply, the council talks about like, one-third of all of us are interconnected. So globally, we're all going through the dark night of the soul in that global consciousness, in the financial piece. So the more you hold the light, and the more you hold the your creative tension of not tapping into that fear, old paradigms are being broken down. We are rebirthing ourselves, and you're holding the posture of rebirthing yourself for the epidural versus lack, scarcity, and contraction. So keep on holding that energy, because you are holding it in the physical body, radiate it out to more as far as connecting. And again, every time you go to the post office, every time you see another individual, and when you're not even seeing individuals, I was telling this other client, as far as she's like, I have nobody to talk to, blah, blah, blah. I said, you have a porch. Go outside, and there's a bunch of trees, and you're outside. You go out there, and you talk to those trees, and you talk to those leaves, and every single one of those leaves are individuals that you're teaching, that you're bridging, that you're talking to. And so there are energy fields. Our subconscious does not know the difference between trees or people. And so the, and also trees listen. They're a wonderful company. They love to hear our energy, hear, take in our heart energy. So doing in your walking your talk and preaching your, doing your message, bridging it every single aspect that you can, I mean every single time that you can, will open up amazing doors for you. Okay?
Thank you so much, Carrie. I appreciate it a lot.
Thank you, and thank you for all that you're doing, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Yep.
Good
you're
night.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Good night, Nancy. Thanks for calling. And, you know, that's a call that radiates out to everybody for sure.
Absolutely.
What an important message, one that we are all connected. And, you know, one thing that I try to do, and this really helps me, is one thing to say that we're all connected, but also that neat thing where you can look at every single aspect, everybody else, rather, that we perceive to be outside of ourselves as an aspect of ourselves.
Okay.
So it only makes sense to bless everybody we meet, everybody we perceive to be outside of ourselves. And this is going to help, as you say, Carrie, it's going to help the global consciousness and get through this dark night of the soul, the financial dark night of the soul that we seem to be going through here. And like I said, that really, it will start to really change things for you when you start to practice that. Okay, we're going to go back to the lines, and we're going to welcome Jenny from San Diego. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Jenny, are you with us?
Yes,
hi, Jenny.
Here.
How are you?
Great.
How can I help you, hon?
I thought your listeners would like to hear this. I heard recently that when you're in the flow, you are divinely protected from death.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. I thought that was awesome.
Cool.
Anyway, my question is if you see any major changes in my life in the near future.
Okay. What is it, Jenny, is your who's the father to you that crosses over?
My
Jenny,
daddy.
Do you have a father figure who's crossed over?
Yes, my daddy.
Okay.
Who's the, all right, daddy. Daddy comes in, but he also wants to bring the other father, too. He's also bringing you the number 444. He also likes to, they like to give numbers, smells, and birds. He also wants to talk about Bob and Robert, Bob, Robert, Bobby. And he also shares me the Brady Bunch, the little boy Bobby. So he wants to recognize a older Bob, Robert, because he's pointing to the father. Then he's pointing to the other, the younger Bobby. So if he's recognizing Bobby, I feel like one Robert's crossed over, and I can feel like I'm going to know his name, and then I recognize a Bobby that's around that's, not younger like a child, but is in 20s to 30s. So Dad wants to come in with the number 444, meaning I come in as April connection force of the month, but also recognizing, especially on the right side of your energy field, which is the male side, the male connection side. Also, again, they like to give numbers, smells, and birds. He's given you an ostrich for ostrich medicine, and so ostrich medicine, that you can look it up on the internet as far as what ostrich is all about. And I know ostrich has to do with perception and seeing perception, and when to ostrich medicine is when to, it's appropriate to put our head in the sand or to not get tapped into people's static or their fear or that kind of thing. So he's, and also he's given you different feathers, and especially like unusual feathers. And I saw he just is reminding me and putting into my thought pattern of a client who lost her son, and she was finding like feathers in the most unusual places, like in the middle of the grocery store when nobody's around. She would find like a cardinal feather or a hawk feather or in a jewelry store. So there's nobody walking around with feather kind of stuff, and she would find gifts from her son. So your father showing me the same thing as far as gifts from him and the signs of feathers, took all of that's about flight. And especially he wants to recognize December as in somebody's birthday, somebody's anniversary, when somebody crossed over. But he's making me feel like it's like birthday as far as rebirthing again for you as far as major changes. He's also taking a sled and going out like preparing for like a big treat to go skiing or going to ride going sledding, but this is more of you as a child. And so it's like remembering to say we as we go down to the hill. So he's shown me changes happening in December, but it's like when just think of when we get to the top of the hill, and so that means like at the apex, like going over the last 4 years of feng shui, clearing out, getting rid of a lot of your in your major corners, that you're going to be feeling the major changes, but you're remembering to say we, that you have the tools, that you have the, think of the sled is all about kids having fun, and they can't get wait to get back to the top of the hill because it's so fun and it's feeding. So he's talking about just the changes again in December. You have all the tools to work with them, and that this is that you're bringing out the child, and even saying the word we is kids are so attuned to spirit, because when we say we, it opens up every single chakra. It's actually we is attuned to a chakra, so saying we throughout the day is opens up every single chakra, starting at the root chakra. So he is A, wanting to let you know that he's around, B, that there's changes, C, that there's the change is good, and especially when he's got pointing to his shoulders, so that means his lineage, going back to his grandfather, your grandfather, his dad, is that where they come from, a generational pattern of that change is resistant to change, that change can be scary, that there's a part of when I see the grandfathers like that gone through the depression or that kind of thing, is where change can be like, again, like a scary thing. So it's like the rug got pulled out underneath them. So there's familiar patterns, generational patterns, Jenny, that you broke, that has to do with any kind of subconscious things that, again, change can go to the awfuls, where you're recognizing that seasons change, day changes into night, change is necessary, and change is a constant. We are constantly changing. We are constantly growing and expanding. So change is an absolute constant. So what we resist persists. So there's a part of him, again, wanting to congratulate you for breaking those generational patterns of going with the flow, and also this is good change. And he also then shows me, and I know David said that you came from San Diego, and so he showed me a lot of snow imagery as far as snow memories, and then he showed me, again, I see snow where out in so we live out in the west, I mean east, and so when like crocuses come out early, like in March, and so he shows me as far as when we have a early winter, that the crocuses sometimes can get all confused and they start coming out in March. So he's talking about change going in from December and through to March of this year, 2009. And again, that's like a melting of this. The snow part is all about, because I know there's not a lot of snow in San Diego. I used to live there. And but the snow is more about the playful child, of having fun, of even thinking of having snow in San Diego would be like an event. My ex-husband lived there, and he remembered snow one time in his life. He was a native Californian, and it was such a big deal. They all went out. It was just like this amazing thing. So it's like having that divine child within you, as far as the the child that is the divine child is wakes up with expectation, wakes up as far as with the what's under the tree, as far as like knowing that you're totally supported. And so that's what he comes in with, that energy. And again, as far as the change, there is changes and shifts going on from starting in December, middle of December through March. But then he keeps on showing me this yellow, this purple and yellow crocus energy coming up in early March, and so that's where you get the fruits of the, like the flowers start to plant, seeds that you're planting come to fruition early in March, even when you could expect, like let's say you're planting something symbolically and you think that it's not going to come to fruition until later in the season, because that's when they come up. But this is early surprise for you. End of February, early March is when you're when things come to fruition. So it's good. Call on him. He wants you to know, sure, that he's there. He'll let you know that he's there. Okay?
Okay, Jenny.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and thank you so much for your saying. Alrighty. And
bye-bye, hon.
Yeah. Bye, Jenny. And we're going to go to another caller, Carrie, and we've got another Nancy, the second Nancy of the night, so it's Nancy night. Nancy from Washington State. Hi, Nancy. Welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, Carrie and David.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. My question for you, Carrie, is could you see what is blocking me from knowing, accepting, and using my spiritual gifts?
Yes.
when I'm looking at the back, when I turn, when anybody asks me that, I start reviewing your energy body. Actually, when anybody asks me any question, I start going, your energy body holds everything. When I turn you around, and think if I just start spinning you around 360 degrees to want to see what the major root cause is, and the first place you bring me is off to the right side of your body, and I go off from the top of, like, your, from the back of your, like, the right ear, right in the, behind it, and actually it's totally affecting the right, the throat chakra, too. And when I go and I follow the ball, and so it brings me right out into the, right where the mental and emotional body meets, and I see a, like a softball size, actually a softball, when I put more energy into it, it almost looks like a softball that could be as large as a baseball, then it turns into a softball baseball size. Think of it as an energetic cyst in the energy body that is some days blows up again as big as a basketball, and other days it goes as far as a softball. And it's interesting because when I am looking at it, it looks like it's breathing and it's like living. And so in energy cysts, they absolutely are just like when they're in the physical body, they pay attention. A cyst has to do with old grief, and especially when it goes on the father's side and the way it's positioned in the past. I see part of this, Nancy, has to do with like what I call past life hangovers that has to do with severe disappointment in that, like the human race, as far as coming in with like a higher knowing of, think of, you know, the truth as far as the spiritual truth, coming in knowing it with a capital T as the truth. So having many lifetimes in of service and of being in high places of high servicetry, as far as even a cardinal, a monk, all of those kind of places. So you had a connection in the past of the truth, the spiritual truth, with a big capital T. But it's also, so again, the truth, the spiritual laws of the truth, no matter what dogma you get into. It's not about dogma, it's about the spiritual laws. But what I'm seeing where it lies on the emotional, mental body, and as we're talking right now, we're putting energy into this to get rid of this, right? Because this, how this would play out if you follow the family history on Dad's side, there's the part where it has, again, a sense of deep betrayal and people who only like know the small truth. And so think of having lifetimes of telling people, I know the way, and here connecting to this, and it's not like my way or the highway. It's like think of that Jesus' journey was not that easy. He knew the truth, but he held on to the truth, and even though some people they thought it was too easy. It was like, love thy neighbors, love thyself. Everything goes down to love, forgive. His messages were very simple. And people were like, it can't be that easy. It has to be harder like that. So there's a sense of, in the mental and the emotional body, as having, again, disappointment when you're having a higher knowing. And then think of a big T is in that ball. So having the higher truth, the higher knowing, and being around people that have all smaller T's. And so then there's a sense of deep betrayal, even as far as having like a Judas effect where people could have betrayed you and also have thrown you even like energetically, mentally, physically underneath the bus, even looking in Dad's past patterns as far as having betrayal, and that could even go off as far as job-related things where he could have been promised promotions or grandfather and then people overlooked or that kind of thing. So I'm seeing it spills over, and part of it, the root cause is, again, having a deep disappointment, because think of deep in the subconscious, because where you're showing me, where I see symbolically where we put really deep subconscious patterns, I look at the brain, they cut it out in a circle or the top of the head, and think about it, I'm looking down at it, and it's cut off in a, like it's, they make a like a pie in four quarters. And so when they point to the back on the right side, that quarter of the circle, that's, and they point way down, that's my symbol of way down, deep in the subconscious. So again, there's past life components to there. I see tubes, which is cords that go out to this, that is going through the mental body and the emotional body. And again, it has a component of deep in the subconscious of having then not only being disappointed with people, but also having a, over on the left side of the heart, of disappointment of, I know the truth, but then how come it has to be so hard here? And maybe I am disconnected, or why did I come down here where it's so, it's so hard, so there's like a doubt in yourself. And so on the left side, it's like doubt of myself, or is this worth all of this pain and suffering and betrayal that I'm feeling, because I'm promised heaven and I'm not feeling it. I feel like I'm going through hell. So even think of having a betrayal, of being burned at the stake, of burned as a witch, or been hung on a cross. And so you've definitely have experienced those kind of lifetimes, extremes, right? And so going down to trusting and surrendering and being disconnected, because especially all these balls I'm looking for are not in the back of your second chakra or your root chakra. You have them all around the throat chakra, which connects our head and our heart. This is all off to the head, so that affects perception too. So where the tubes and cords are going are all around the head, the throat chakra, the eyes, about perception, and also connecting up to that source part. So it goes up to the 12 chakras. What you at, as soon as we address it, and as soon as we feel, especially when I go to the left side of you, I'm seeing you at 4.5 years old to 6.5 years old. I'm seeing you on one of those bouncy balls, those big things where they had little things that you could handle, that you could sit on, hold and just kind of jounce on them. And so think of that little girl. They weren't around when you were born, but part of this is like feeling like life is that, like that's a big root chakra, and you could bounce, and that she could have fun in this, and she feels like secure on this, and she has a handle on her root chakra, meaning that life, and especially in the past, even going back to mom's side, is that the root chakra, it doesn't feel like it has a solid foundation, that it's very empathic and it's very watery. And so part of the little girl wants to feel and have fun on that ball, because first of all, again, she has a handle on it. And I'm not talking about tight control, because I'd be talking about all different words, because tight control has the energy field contract, and like think of our arms, we want our arms spread out symbolically, wide open. And when we try to control something, even if it's subconscious, we're closing our hands, and it's like trying to have manifest when our arms are open at only 3 inches apart. It's very, and we block ourselves from it having stuff happen, it comes true. I'm seeing it more as that the child wants to be able to, again, bounce and to have fun, getting rid of past pain that comes in here, being an old soul, feeling to have that she could have, again, the handle on stuff, but also that she could have look down and be able to feel safe is what she's saying, what you are saying. So think of, again, past lives that have a theme of betrayal, but this is where when we identify it and we're going through null and void time, Nancy, that we are sending the energy through your energy field and saying we're null and void, and we're canceling out, we're claiming your power back in any direction of space of time that had to do with betrayal, had to do with a sense of people not being heard, or again like a Judas kind of effect of really being a really severe betrayal, bringing that energy, soul retrieval back into yourself, feeling that, having that little girl feel safe and secure. She also points to the left hip, and so there's a part where almost like in the bursitis part area, so she talks about that there's a slight thing in the left hip, but the biggest thing has to do with the ball that goes to the top of the head. So right now, when we put energy into it, where all things go back to the, think of we're doing the rooter down from underneath your feet, clearing out, repatterning, and your grids there for you to be able to be, think of all the way plugged into source. And also, just when I just did that, your whole left side just totally opened up, and your right side is repatterning for it. So I do, Nancy, a lot of infinity eights, sideways eights, all over your chakras, on the top of your head, physically over your body, down the chakras, over the hips, and feel the connection from the right and left side. And again, part of this has to do with the theme of betrayal. A lot of people have some sort of this as far as a theme of betrayal with this, and this is the beautiful thing is that this is the year that we are getting rid of that, and especially when we've had this theme and we're being called to act like our energy body is liquid crystal, which it is, and it has our own unique signature, but pouring it into the physical body, and especially since August we've been asked to do that, where I see a lot of people pouring it down into their body, it's been hitting some cellular post-traumatic stress, especially when I see it gets to your neck. So it has a lot of when that signature, your soul signature, goes into the physical body, it's like, and then it pulls off to the tube that goes back to that. And actually, I just felt the pain in my neck and your right side. So there's even, you could even have literally neck pain, and when you're having neck pain and having like pinches in your neck, see, stop, drop, and roll is what I call it. Pull, take a breath, put your hand on your heart, really pull your energy back and realize that you're really repatterning your energy, allowing it to expand that 12 feet by 12 feet on either side, and it will really help you feel like, again, have that girl feeling like she could bounce on. David, what are those balls called? I know I was born in 61, so I know they came after my time. I think my sister had them. She was 6 years younger than me. Those pink rubber balls that you had, like you could put your hands in them and you could still bounce on them.
Yeah, I remember those. I just call them bouncy balls. I'm older than you, so I don't remember
okay.
when they're called.
Well, just think of the biggest message with that is having the little girl having that symbol. She wants to feel like she has, again, it's interesting that she wants to have the handle, and she's talking about the handle on life. And also, I want to ask you this, Nancy, as far as, because I keep on hearing, like, Judas betrayal. And so I've heard of betrayals before and stuff like that, but when I hear Judas, I pay attention because that's like a strong betrayal. And in a sense of coming in, again, knowing the truth as far as the spiritual truth with a big T, and actually I see this with a lot with Gemini North Nodes. Do you know what your North Node is in?
No, I don't.
Okay. There's a website called ALABE.com, and our North Nodes, everyone should know where our North Nodes are in because that's about our life purpose, right? And also South Nodes have to do with our like past life components, and North Nodes are so important because especially since the year 206, we're really being urged to step into our North Nodes, to expand upon our North Nodes, our life purpose. So there's keys of hidden gifts that we come in here, and so what you're showing me is what I'm hearing also from your body is a Gemini North Node. And so Gemini North Node and or Libra, but I'm going more for Gemini, is that those people come in with like two lifetimes of having many lifetimes, and this is similar with the Libra one, of coming in with a high knowing of the truth with the big T, and again, having to deal with being patient of having people say, like, don't you get this? Don't you? This is just so... I don't understand why you just don't get this. And so there's a part of having two very different lifetimes as far as going off on your own, being a forerunner, and so being the leader for people as far as think of going out. Sometimes it's like, think of it as I'll go out west or I'll be the forerunner, I'll come down to the planet, anything that you want to think, forerunner energy, but also to places on other times as far as other dual lives, as far as the Gemini North Node, of being responsible and having responsibility for a lot of people. And so that's when you could feel like, okay, I have to know the truth, have a handle on the situation, and where part of little girls, like, girls just want to have fun. So there's a part when you come in with a lot of responsibility and you feel you take responsibility serious, where other people are like, responsibility, whatever. What is, you know, they just kind of blow it off. That's not how you're wired. You come in as a very, again, old soul. So this is where your, think of it's especially right now, Nancy, think of that, having that little girl, having that little child in you be able to feel relaxed and feel like, again, she has the handle on life, she's got a handle on everything, and so she can have fun, she can let go and really loosen up her hips, pour yourself into that physical body, meaning literally imagine yourself pouring into your physical body, getting to know yourself, and this is for everybody, to getting to really see yourself from the inside out, because a lot of people, when it comes down to getting into their physical body, we've been separated for so long, even if it's in a deep subconscious, and we think the body is like dirty, or it's got us in trouble, or it's just like a part that's separated from for eons and eons. We have separated from our body, consciously or subconsciously, and now we're being called to be totally embodying our body, because if our body is our temple that we chose, and we're choosing to ascend in our body this time around, and so not only do we need to be present, fully present in our body, but we need to be really embodied in that. So think of that. This is a real time for you, and especially because they've shown me 555, so especially since May of this month, the last 5 years of you going into this, pouring into the body, and also I didn't let you answer as far as the sense of feeling, like the sense of, again, betrayal and stuff. Can you recognize that?
Yes, I do. Big time.
Okay. And so can you recognize, can you see where it's like, okay, it's okay for me to
totally take that child and visit and play with her daily, Nancy, like bring her out and literally have her feel like she could bounce. And so even bouncing on your feet and feeling your knees bounce and moving your hips is like having her feel like she can, again, has the reins on things. She has the everything is in order, but she also allows herself to play. And so that's so important because that opens up the whole left side of the energy field. The left side is the receiving, the taking inside, the melding with that divine feminine energy, which is being poured down on the earth in our individual energy fields right now. We're just being poured down with this, the divine feminine. And as you're taking that in, it goes over to the right side of the energy field and allowing it going right after that energetic cyst that lies, again, right between the, right where the mental and the emotional body is, and that's that two to, that 4 to 5 feet off of the right side of the energy field. So the more you stretch your energy field out, and even literally take your right hand and feel that ball, feel that cyst, but even by us recognizing it, it's not even the size of a, it's like the size of a marble right now. And so we're just really taking the energy out of it, being charged. A lot of times when we're doing modern day soul retrieval or modern day taking your energy back is by allowing your body to speak and feel like it's heard and supported, then we don't have to hold those patterns anymore. They don't have to be there. And so, and especially when something could be as big as a softball, that could throw us off balance. And then again, it goes into a sense of a betrayal and even being a sense of loyalty think of being burned at the stake or hung in the cross saying, I will remember this because it happened over and over again. And it's almost like, I got tricked again. I will remember it this time. I will never get stuck in this situation again. So here we're at this grand awakening, rebirthing process right now on the earth. And so that is waking up a lot of cellular memory with people. And that's why a lot of people are doing foundational changes and shifts, because we're literally doing a global cellular soul retrieval. And as we're doing this, think of it as we want to proactively direct our energy to go into the foundation, because we're having a stronger foundation that has us be a part of an earth family. So it's like getting out of the tribal energy to rebirth us into the earth energy. And we did all choose to be earth this time, even though we come from source or stopped at the stars. We did all choose to be here at earth right now. And so it's like being able to shine our energy out on the earth and connect to, again, family, which opens us up to living on the earth, but also as of the universe family. And that is really resonates with you as far as your lineage, feeling very much connected to the big T's, like the galactic center or the universal energies. You really have a strong connection to there. So it's almost like it felt like Planet of the Apes here, waiting for the Earth to evolve. And now it is evolving. And so that's where that little girl's like, I have happy feet now. Can I really feel this? Can I really trust this when before this happened before many, many times and we've got to this point and then the rug got pulled out? This is not a, this time in our evolutionary process, it's not an if, it's not a, oh, I hope so. We have done it. The global consciousness is an absolute. It's no ifs, ands, or buts. We're doing it. The ifs, ands, or buts is if people are going up to that fifth elevator, either with grace and ease or with the kicking and screaming as far as resistance. And so the more we get into our body, the more we really embrace ourselves and really realize that we're all aspects of the Creator. Creator does everything as far as like you could do this two and more. The more we embrace that, the more the energy goes and it takes the charge off of any of those incarnations, those parallel lives that can hold residual energy with those other incarnations, but we're able to bring it into the here and now. It's huge.
Wow. Very
huge.
Perfect. Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much,
Nancy.
Drink
a lot of water because you did a lot of energy work. You did a huge soul retrieval, and so drink a lot of water, and also you're going to feel a lot of changes in your cones and rods and your eyes. Your whole pineal and pituitary gland is open. It's all set, also same with the bottom right down to the root chakra, and you're going to feel a lot of shifts, and the energy is going to keep on continuing, Nancy. It's going to keep on patterning itself and to feel you're going to feel some stuff on the top of your head, like cobwebs on the top of your head. It's all the energy continuing to repattern itself, okay?
Okay. Thank
Good
you
job.
So much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, hon.
Wow, that was absolutely fabulous. Actually, in the reading, it just she seemed really familiar to me, and I think I have a lot in common with her there.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Just from her reading, very, very much so.
Absolutely.
You know, those things we used to call them bounce balls. I think that's what they were called. I think it's called a plain old bounce ball. That was kind of in the days where they didn't have fancy names to things.
Right, right.
I love that thing.
The biggest thing was
that
they had the handle. You know, that was
exactly.
The thing. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
They were sturdier. They had the handle and they were sturdier.
They were. They were really sturdy. Those were neat things. I don't know how safe they were, but I loved them anyway. I thought it was interesting when Jenny, our second caller, had given us a saying that she had picked up. When you're in the flow, you are divinely protected from death. Not so sure about the death part, but because I think, you know, like you said, there's a time for everything. And as far as a physical death, I think, you know, you can be in the flow and then you'll experience death as the physical death anyway. However, I was thinking what came
die.
To me really...
When we're in the divine flow, we never die. We just change form.
Right, right. You will be aware the whole time. You will just change.
Right. So when we're divinely, when we're in the divine flow, we absolutely know that our... form is shifting and changing, and also we never die. It's like that's part death
Precisely.
Is part of the ego, and so
Perfect.
When we're in the divine, we're separated from death.
Absolutely. Exactly. So yeah, I just wanted to clarify that one for folks that if you think of the death in terms of it's kind of semantics, the death in terms of through duality, just the fact that you're in the flow. You're not in duality, and you won't experience death. So that's absolutely perfect. You're divinely protected from death, and you'll be divinely aligned for sure. So that was absolutely great. And, you know, Carrie, we have just a couple of minutes before we go to our close. So I wanted to just mention again about your big event coming up, the Expo, which is... this weekend, Mind Body Spirit Expo, October 24th through the 26th in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I hope you all get to see Carrie there. It is so well worth it. Plus, there'll be lots and lots of, huge, it's huge. There'll be lots of people there as well. But please visit Carrie's booth. Please go see her when she gives her presentation. You'll just be so glad you did. And Carrie, I wanted to throw out something that I did right before we close here. We got 1 minute to go. I was interviewed on television today.
You were?
I was. Well, it was taped. It wasn't live. I was taped. And it's all about UFOs. It's a very interesting
thing.
Yeah, it's going to be on Channel 6 News in Providence next Thursday.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it is. It's so cool. And I tend not to like the TV. I get really self-conscious with the camera on me. But I figured... I'm going to do it. You know, I was asked to do it, and I figured this is so interesting because of the television that you're on, so we're all connected. So the Carrie part of me is on. The David part of me is going to be on. So it was really a lot of fun.
Right, it is. TV is a blast.
Yeah, it was just a lot of fun, and once you relax into it. So that was really neat. Just wanted to share that with everybody out there. And if... I'll be checking on their website, see if they have, you know, clips, too, so we'll get that out.
What did they ask you, David?
Oh, these were questions all about my own experience. They wanted to kind of focus on Rhode Island, and if they really thought they had ever been UFOs over Rhode Island or landed in Rhode Island, that sort of thing. So I was the perfect person to ask since I've seen a whole bundle of them. So, you know, asking me my own personal experiences, asking me, what I felt about the difference between the sightings that have come up now and back in the early days, like the 40s and 50s, when it was really prominent and then kind of went quiescent there. But, you know, I just said that there's always been contact and there's always been a lot of stuff out there. It's just the way the attitudes are. And I luckily got that by plug-in about us, because he actually asked the question as to how come they're not here? How come they're not landing on the White House lawn? Those sorts of questions. And I said it has to do with us and our consciousness and when we start to take full responsibility for who we are.
Right.
And stop looking for people outside of ourselves, because what would happen is if they come down, we're going to look at them as a god. Please
right.
solve all our problems for us. No, when
right.
we start to take full responsibility for ourselves, believe me, folks, we will awaken to a galactic family that's
right.
all around us.
That's
multidimensional
cool.
beings will
yes.
appear to us. Spacecraft will come
they
down.
They already are to those that have their sight in alignment with it.
Correct.
So, this is us waking up to One Earth as part of a universal family, a
mm-hmm.
galactic family. And so we're going to.
Yeah, and I even felt, I didn't say this on air, I really even felt the fact that out of the blue yesterday I got this call
right.
while I was doing, and I said to myself, well, don't you think that this kind of interview on news is so different from, some weirdo kind of, type of thing. It's just opening up people's awareness.
Right. Absolutely.
And I also got to mention people like Stephen Greer and James Gilliland, who are already mm-hmm. consciously making contact all the time.
Right.
But this is what they do. They
right.
set out to make contact. So that information is going to get out there. And,
Perfect.
Lots of fun.
How exciting.
It really, really, really is. So this is a great opportunity. And it shows, there's the flow. And, came, I said yes, and here we go. I did my part. And that's all
very
part
good.
Of what we like to do, yeah. Hey, Carrie, we're at the end of our hour.
All right.
And if you'd like to contact Carrie for a private reading or about a workshop, her number is 860-887-1201. And please visit our website at carrieoconnor.com for more information. Thanks for being a great audience tonight, and please join us every Wednesday evening, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, broadcast live on BBS Radio for another hour of the Carrie O'Connor Show. For Carrie, I'm Dave. Until next week, may you align with the divine.